Today's guest is Andrea. He is a super polyglot and also a YouTuber. Today I will ask some questions. The first question is, could you introduce a little bit for yourself? I want to know about you.
Yes, of course. First of all, hi, everybody. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. And my name's Andrea Ripamonti. I'm Italian. Mm-hmm. I'm 27 years old, and I love languages. Actually, I speak 12 languages, plus my native language, Italian. And what do I do for a living? Well, actually, I'm, first of all, a German teacher. I work as a German teacher in high school. Great. And in my free time, I also run a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. which I started more than 10 years ago. Okay. And I also like writing books. I have published 2 crime stories in Italian. Mm-hmm. And occasionally, I work as a translator and interpreter with local mm-hmm. institutions in Italy.
Okay, great. Fantastic. So you have done many jobs and you're a great YouTuber. And next question is, it seems you are in love with language since you mentioned 1993. So could you tell me your language journey? For example, first you learned this language and then learned another language. So I want to know about your language journey.
Yes, of course. All right. So yeah, I like to say that I've been in love with languages since 1993, because that's mm-hmm. the year I was born in. Mm-hmm. And this means that I've always loved languages since mm-hmm. I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, the first language I was exposed to, apart from Italian, was a regional language spoken in my area, which is Lombard. Mm-hmm. And this is a minor language spoken in Milan, in Italy, in North Italy. Yeah. And so I was exposed to it. And then when I started elementary school or primary school, I started to learn English. And at first, I didn't like the language, actually. Okay. Okay. Because my teacher, I think she didn't like to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't able to transmit passion for mm-hmm. for the English language. Yeah. And this way, I didn't like the language at first. But then I started to watch Spanish soap operas on television. And in this way, I understood that I liked the possibility of understanding a different language. Mm. And so I started to learn by myself Spanish. Okay. Yeah. And I was like 10 years old, I guess. So I was quite young. Yeah. And then after primary school, I went to a different school, which is middle school. Mm-hmm. And there I had the chance to learn German. So German was a great love for me, actually. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I found it really interesting, really different from Italian. Mm-hmm. And it was a language that I really liked. Mm-hmm. So I also had the possibility of going on holiday in Switzerland, where German is spoken. So from the beginning, I had a chance to speak the language, and it was really cool. Yeah. And I understood that I wanted to learn as many languages as I could. So after middle school, I went to high school. And here I had the chance to start to study also Spanish with a teacher. Okay. As I told you, I started alone when I was 10 years old. But then when I was about 14, I started Spanish with a teacher. So I had the chance to learn the grammar in detail. Oh. Yeah. And after 5 years of high school, I went to university. Mm. And there at university, I started Russian. Oh, Russian. Actually, yeah, I wanted to major in foreign languages. And therefore, yeah, I chose to study Russian because it's a language that always fascinated me, especially the Russian culture. I found it very interesting, very intriguing. And so I picked this language. And I guess it was a good choice because I'm still in love with Russian, actually. It's not that easy to learn, but if you put passion, if you do it constantly, if you learn it every day, then you can be successful. Yeah. And while I was at university, I also had the possibility of doing an Erasmus. I don't know if you know what Erasmus is in Japan, because it's actually something European. Actually, it's the possibility of studying for a semester abroad. So yeah, I had this opportunity to go to Bulgaria, which is in South Europe. Yeah. And here I also managed to learn the Bulgarian language. And well, I also have learned several languages on my own. For example, when I was like 17 years old, I started to learn Romanian. That actually started randomly because I was like listening to some videos on YouTube. Actually watching some videos on YouTube, and I found a video in Romanian, and I was curious to listen to it, to watch the content, and I discovered a language that sounded very fascinating, that sounded very cool, and so I wanted to learn it, and that's how I started to learn Romanian. And also I started to learn Brazilian Portuguese because I discovered some music in Portuguese. And I wanted to understand the lyrics. So I said to myself, okay, let's start to learn Portuguese in order to understand them. And other languages that I have learned by myself are Swedish. Which is a very good language, very beautiful. French, also French. Catalan, which is spoken in Spain. And modern Greek.
Greek, okay.
And right now I'm trying to learn Persian.
So you now you also started and you have many target language you want to learn more.
Yeah, actually, I don't want to stop.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you for telling your language journey.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Third question. You have traveled to many countries, I guess. So I want to ask, what is the benefit traveling or learning a language? For me, I have just traveled to like Asian country. So in this case, maybe I don't have any opportunity. So please tell me, right, what are the benefits of traveling to learning a language?
Yeah, actually, I think that learning the language on the spot is actually really important if you want to acquire a good pronunciation and if you want to learn the language fast. If you go abroad, if you go to a country where a foreign language is spoken, you can exercise constantly, and this is really good because if you learn all day long, then you can reach a higher level in less time. And so I actually think that every single person who wants to learn a language should consider this opportunity of going on the spot. And this is something that I myself have done sometimes. For example, with Russian, I spent some months in Russia in order to learn the language. And it's actually really cool because the things that I have learned in just a single month in Russia are more than the things that I have learned in a year at university. So you really learn a lot. You really learn more quickly. So this is really a good thing. Plus, you also have the possibility of interacting with native people. And so you constantly get feedback from them, which is really useful in order to work on your mistakes, in order to improve and develop your weakest points.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. You mentioned on the YouTube, you already had a passion when you were 10 years old. I think it's very early. So what inspired to become a language, a lover of languages? Maybe you mentioned a little bit, but could you tell me about a little bit again?
Yeah, actually, I think I was born with it. I think like some people love mathematics or I don't know, they love playing music. It's something that you are born with. But I can recall that when I was a little child, I liked the idea of being able to speak in a way so that the other people around me could not understand me, which is actually funny. When I was a child, I liked to say random things, in random languages, like small sentences or just single words. Okay. And look at people around me with a I don't know, like they were thinking, what is this child saying? I don't understand it. It was something funny. Then when I grew older, I understood that languages were good because they could give you the possibility not of not being understood by people, but of being able to communicate with people, which is a good thing, actually.
Yeah.
The possibility of being able to communicate with people belonging to different cultures. So this is something that fascinated me, and that's why I chose to learn as many languages as I could. Because I wanted to be able to make friends with people from all corners of the world.
Okay.
For instance, I think it's really cool that I can talk to Russian people using their language and not English, you know.
Okay.
Because many people always speak English, and I think this is a little bit sad because, English is a good language and it's useful. But when you can use the native language of the other person, it's better. In this way, you can get to the heart of these people. That's it.
Okay. So, final question. I think this is not a question. So, I just want to a message. Could you give me a message to those who want to study a foreign language in the future?
Well, yeah, of course, I think that what I like to say is that you don't have to be afraid to learn new languages. Because learning languages is an enriching thing. Actually, it's a good thing for you to do, because if you can speak languages, then you can understand the world better. You can get to know other cultures. And you learn to be more tolerant towards other people, towards humanity in general.
Yeah.
Which I think is a very good thing, especially nowadays in the 21st century, because we live in a globalized world.
Yeah.
And we are all like a big family. And so the more languages we know, the better it is, because we can live together peacefully, and we can be all friends. And I think this is a really good point, actually, in when it comes to learning languages. And also, I like to say to people who want to learn foreign languages that it's important to speak from the beginning. Even if you even if you only know a few words, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes. It doesn't matter. Because the important thing of languages is that they give you the chance to communicate, to be able to speak with other people. So you need to speak. And if you make mistakes, it's okay, because everybody makes mistakes. Nobody is nobody's perfect, actually. We all make mistakes because we are humans.
Yeah.
And therefore, making mistakes is just part of the game. And as people say, you can learn your mistakes, so you don't have to be afraid of them.
Thank you, Andorra. Thank you for answering maybe all questions. Your answers are very useful for language learners, so I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Masa. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciated it. And I hope that my words are useful for all the people who are going to listen to this interview. Thanks so much.